وأنتم طبعاً مع Good Morning أستراليا دايماً من SBS Arabic 24. وبيسعدنا الآن ينضم لنا زعيم المعارضة العمالية في New South Wales السيد لوك فولي. We are delighted to welcome New South Wales opposition leader Mr. Luke Foley. Good morning, Mr. Foley.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Good morning, Mr. Foley. It's Ghassan as well. So you've got Silva and Ghassan. My first question is, I'm not sure if you have already seen the Australian newspaper this morning. A resolution, according to this newspaper, is expected in this month's conference of the New South Wales Labour Party, which would mean that the federal government, Labour government, would unconditionally recognise a Palestinian state. Can you please tell us more about this?
Well, debates ongoing within the party, and of course, ultimately, foreign policy matters are determined at a national conference of the Labor Party. But the New South Wales branch is the largest state branch, and I think the resolutions that are on the agenda reflect much of the debate that's been going on within the Labor Party for some years now. I think it's a reaction to some harsh and counterproductive policies of a very right-wing government in Israel currently.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Foley, let's go to the budget, to the state budget. The state government unveiled a budget with a big surplus and big spending on infrastructure. You've been very critical about this budget, and you accused the government that it's out of touch because it didn't address or ease the increasing cost of living on families. But on the other hand, New South Wales Premier Ms. Gladys Berejiklian, and she was with us on the program last week. She said that the previous Labor government overspent, and they were always putting the state budget, in deficit.
Well, that's just not true. I mean, the last Labor government was in for 16 years, and for 15 of those 16 years, the budget was in surplus. I mean, that's the tradition of New South Wales Labor governments, living within our means, being very responsible when it comes to budgeting. And my concern at the moment is that the Liberals have sold $50 billion, an extraordinary amount of our public assets, $50 billion worth of privatisation proceeds, yet our schools are still overcrowded. Hospital waiting lists are soaring for both emergency departments and elective surgery, and TAFE, which trains people in the skills that we need, has been gutted. So how is it that the basic services people expect from their state government, health and education services, have been so damaged whilst the government's been enjoying record proceeds from privatisation transactions and from a Sydney property boom? I think there's a contradiction here. The government's never had so much money pouring into its coffers, yet our services have been neglected.
Talking about hospitals waiting list, Mr. Foley, you have promised, or you have pledged in your budget reply, to ease pressure on overcrowded hospitals. But isn't this the promise of every party in opposition? I mean, the Labour government, the Labour spent 16 years in government, as you mentioned before, but the crisis is still there and the problem is still there.
Well, we have a plan for an elective surgery acceleration plan, which would cut waiting lists for elective surgery. Many of our senior citizens, many of our elderly, are currently waiting for 2 years or more for operations such as cataract surgery, hip, knee replacements. This is too long. And once again, I point to the neglect of the basic health and education services that all of the people of our state rely on under the Liberals. I think it's Labor that's committed to a public health system, a public education system, and our elective surgery acceleration plan is designed to cut the too lengthy waits that many of our senior citizens have to endure currently.
Mr. Foley, in your reply, budget reply, you promised a re-regulation of electricity market. What do you mean by that?
Well, privatisation of the state's electricity businesses and deregulation of pricing has meant, as of yesterday, as of the weekend, electricity prices are now going up.
Expected to go up, that's right, yeah.
And 20%. This is too much for people to bear. And, I mean, I stood with people last week, with a mother who has to choose which children's bedroom, which of her children, going to bed at night, will have no heating because the family, the parents, simply can't afford these exorbitant power bills. And I think people were sold a false promise that privatisation and deregulation of pricing would lower power bills. That was the promise of the Liberals at the last election. Instead, we now see the reality, 15 to 20% more for you to heat your home in winter and cool it in summer. Just to turn the lights on or cook, turn the TV on, you'll be paying 20% more. And I'll deal with that. A Labor government will deal with that. And we're not prepared.
How in re-regulating the whole process?
Yes, I can't buy back the assets, the privatised assets. I said at the time, once these things are sold, they're gone for good because no government can then afford to buy them back. But on retail electricity pricing, we can exercise the power of regulation that governments exercised for many generations before the power was given up 2 years ago. And I'm not prepared to stand by and see electricity companies make super profits off the backs of people on middle and modest incomes.
Yeah. Moving to another area, maybe a lighter area. It has been a year since you visited Lebanon, Mr. Foley, is it right?
Sorry?
So it has been a year since you visited Lebanon.
Yes.
What are your best memories from that visit?
Oh, what a wonderful week. I think it taught me so much. I am in regular contact with our state's Lebanese community. I'm at Lebanese community functions very, very regularly. And to have the opportunity to visit Lebanon itself, we met with the current president, General Michelle Owen, with the current prime minister, Sheikh Saad Hariri. We met with the Grand Mufti, the Maronite Patriarch, leaders of most of the political parties. It taught me so much, but I think what endures is the stunning beauty of the country, actually. The Mediterranean coast and beaches can be literally half an hour from stunning snow-capped mountains. This is something I tell my colleagues in the parliament about all the time. It's a wonderful place to visit.
Mr. Foley, you've been described by the media in many occasions that you are a quiet performer and sometimes you're not loud enough or you're not seen enough. What do you have to say about it?
Some say you are an invisible man.
I try and be constructive. I think that people in Australia are a bit sick of relentless negativity from our political leaders. And I have a job to do in criticising this government. And as I said, I think our key health and education services in New South Wales are really struggling at the moment when they should have the resources they need, given the sheer amount of money that's pouring in from a Sydney property boom in stamp duty taxes to the state government. But when I criticise, I always try and be constructive as well and put forward Labor's positive plans for the future. And just in that budget reply 10 days ago, in that speech, there were 29 individual policy commitments from me about what a future Labor government would do. So that's my approach. I know some people just say, oh, he should just be on the attack all the time. But I think there needs to be a constructive approach from our oppositions, and that's certainly what I put forward, positive plans for the state's future.
You've been, before we end our conversation with you, you've been as well critical of the government plan to tackle the housing affordability. Would houses be more affordable under a Labor government?
Yes, because we would introduce for the first time mandatory affordable housing targets. That is, on government-owned land, 25%. When that land's rezoned for development, 25% of properties constructed would have to be under the category of affordable housing, and 15% of homes constructed on private land rezoned for development would have to be affordable housing. This would be good for renters, more affordable rental properties, and there's an acute shortage of those, particularly in Sydney at the moment, but it would also be good for those looking to enter the market and purchase or get a mortgage on their first home. So this is a big difference between us and the Liberals. We are committed to helping people who are just locked out at the moment. At the moment in Sydney, Australia's most affordable city, you really need rich parents to stand a chance of owning a home for the first time.
Rich parents and rich grandparents.
That's right.
Not just the parents.
And I'm determined to address this. That's why we'll have affordable housing targets that will... And developers will know this up front, so they'll factor that in. And affordable housing targets will mean tens of thousands more homes each year that are affordable for people on middle incomes.
Mr. Foley, thanks a lot for your time this morning with us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to doing it again.
Thank you. Do you have any Arabic greeting word that you learned from your Middle Eastern visit?
Shukra.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
That was the New South Wales opposition leader, Mr. Luke Foley.